A word for you from Luke chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. The Christmas story God had laid out even before the foundation of the world, we find out later on in the New Testament. Every single detail was important to God, and he wanted us to know the details. That is why the genealogy that you find at the beginning of some of the Gospels is very important to God. He wants us to know that he actually did enter into history. He who is timeless entered into time. And it was with specific detail, fulfilling the promises of the Old Testament. And it is so interesting to see who is in the lineage from both Mary and Joseph's side, that they were indeed of the seed of the promise, right way back from Abraham. They were in the promise, as poor as they were, as humble as they were, but Joseph was from the house and lineage of David. It was important for the Jews to know this, and that is why Luke the doctor recorded it exactly with this detail. Now, it was important for Jewish Christians then to believe and to understand that salvation was for them. They were of the house of Israel. They were part of God's promise, and also for the Gentiles, they also need it, like you and me, to know that God's details are perfect. He is sovereign. He inspired Caesar Augustus in verse 1 to register all the world, well, all the known world at the time. He had conquered great, great countries, and he was ruling. It was the greatest known empire of the era. And then the details of Quirinius, the details of how, though they lived in Nazareth, they had to go up to Bethlehem because that was where God had chosen Christ should be born. It was a promise given hundreds of years ago because this was the house of David. This was the city of David, as humble and poor as that little village might have been. God fulfills his promises. Are you believing them? Are you enjoying them?